it's really hard to know that something as horrible has happened in our beautiful city, you know, where many of us come here for safety and just never thought something like this would happen here.
This is Idaho Matters. That was Busha Muhammad, a member of our refugee community, speaking at a vigil last night. As the city of Boise comes together to honor, to remember, and to stand together with our refugee community after the unthinkable happened over the weekend, 30-year-old Timmy Kinner from Los Angeles stabbed 9 people, 6 of them children, all of them refugees. Yesterday, one of those victims, 3-year-old Rua Kadir, died from her injuries. Busha, who we just heard from, is friends with the victims. And police tell us Kinner targeted the 3-year-old's birthday party. Kinner is now charged with first-degree murder and numerous other felonies. Joining me live in studio today to talk about this incident, as well as how our community is pulling together in light of this tragedy, is Boise City Mayor Dave Beter. Thank you for coming in.
You bet.
Tell me first off how you found out about this on Saturday evening.
Well, I'd had such a great day like everybody else. It was one of the most beautiful days, a lot like today, outside. And I'd been to the march earlier in the day for against separation of families, been to an event with friends at a barbecue, was headed home just feeling so good. Everything was just so so beautiful in town, and started getting texts from Chief Bones right about 9 o'clock, not too long after it had happened. And pretty much we've been talking about it or working on it or hearing about it since then. So it's been a rough few days, quite obviously. But at the same time, the response has just been amazing, been overwhelming to the good. So,
and you were able to go to the apartment complex on Wiley Lane on Sunday, correct? Tell me a little bit about that.
I went over on Sunday, and it was you know, a lot of folks, not a whole lot of folks there, but, you know, people coming and bringing popsicles for kids and flowers to place by it, and some other interpreters and people looking for what they could do to help. Had a number of conversations with people from the apartment building, and, you know, talked about if you're inclined to come to the vigil, and a number of them did come. What was just amazing too is to meet some of the children, a couple of girls about my daughter's age, about 12, and their English is the same as hers. And, you know, they're interpreting and working with their families. So as tough as the situation was, you could see that the response was already happening then just the next day. And, you know, the families were coming together and helping in the ways that they could.
What is it like when something like this happens? I mean, it is the unthinkable that happened. But we have a large refugee community. We are known as a welcoming community to refugees. And then when we hear something like we heard from the vigil last night that happened on City Hall, at City Hall, with Busha Muhammad, who says, you know, we came here to be safe, and now we're afraid.
Well, your heart goes out to her, and you need to recognize, you know, what a tough situation mm-hmm. it's been for the last few days. And at the same time, you know, to move beyond that and recognize we've been since the time I've been mayor, I probably had 8 different groups from around the world, not just in the U.S., but from overseas, saying you will do so well with refugee integration in Boise. We want to learn from you. We want to know how to do this. You know, that's what how well things have gone here. And, you know, with a little distance, it all indications, at least as much as we can know now, that we're not targeted. This was not a hate crime, not targeted to this community. Who knows what's motivating this individual, but he'd been asked to leave the development or the apartment and went back to that apartment, you know, seeking revenge of some kind. So it's a random act by somebody not of our community that's intent on doing something awful. And, you know, you have a hard time processing that on all these levels, but every indication is, one, he's not premier, and two, it's not a hate crime. It could have been any other place. But that's going to take a little time to process mm-hmm. that. I was really encouraged by some interviews I saw in the media with parents of refugees saying, you know, their kids saying, can we go to the park? Can we go out and play? And they're saying, yes, you can. It is safe. Do what we do. Mm-hmm. This is a safe place. And that, you know, that was right day, you know, after or right in that time. So I think that's the notion that needs to carry the day, because you really are safe and you should get back to it and help put some distance between this incident and us.
We had Chief of Police for the Boise Police Department, Chief Bones, on the program yesterday. And one thing that really touched me was he said, you know, you're not defined by an incident. You're defined by how you react to it after. And he said that that's what's pulling him through, is seeing how our community is reacting to this. Do you agree with that, and how the community
right.
is coming out?
That's absolutely right. We, you know, in just a matter of hours, the vigil was planned, and on a holiday week when, you know, a lot of people are out of town or busy with family and other things, you know, we get, you know, hundreds, maybe 1,000 people out in front of City Hall in one of the most beautiful situations. I mean, beautiful events I've been to, you know, the awful thing that brought it about, but that's what we need to do. That's what we can control. That's what defines us. That's the Boise that we know. And I just can't say enough about all the folks that came out and the, you know, the planning that went into that, and, you know, so quickly. And the atmosphere there was just, is going to help. That's what you can do. And, you know, the healing beyond this event and some momentum going forward has already begun. So that was, I can't say enough about all the folks that came because that meant so much on so many levels.
I'm speaking with Boise Mayor Dave Beter about the mass stabbing that happened Saturday, as well as how our community is really picking up the pieces after this incident. And, you know, Mayor, were you surprised, though, by how our community came together?
Well, no. Frankly, that's the Boise we know. That's the Boise that I grew up in and live in, and we all have hope for the future remains that way. And so no, but like I said, you're dealing with short notice. You're in a busy weekend, but just the outpouring of help and of support and of that's what you can do. It can. This has the opportunity, as awful as this is, to bring us even closer together. Mm-hmm. To you know, hold each other closer and to embrace each other even tighter, and that has the indication of what's going to happen, and we can keep that up over a number of weeks going forward and beyond. It's the kind of thing that can really mobilize even better outreach and even more welcoming, and I think that's the indication that it is. So again, as awful as this is, and we understand it's going to take time, it can serve as a catalyst to do even better.
How important was it for people to know that this individual who is accused of these crimes was not from here?
I think, you know, it's huge. I think, you know, you never can tell. And we weren't sure in the early going, mm-hmm. obviously. But that is in the indication. We'll find out how long he's been here. But I think it's just a matter of days. In fact, it was an act of kindness, likely, that brought him to the place. Somebody given him a place to stay.
Because he had nowhere to stay, and they opened their home to him.
That's it. But I think those are important pieces. It's not from here. It wasn't a hate crime by all indications. I know that's small solace and such an awful thing, but it is important to make sure you understand things and, you know, to draw lines where they need to be drawn. And I think that's an important one. The, you know, it's still so tough, but I think that helps. But, you know, the outpouring of support is what, you know, is what's really going to carry us forward. Like I said, an opportunity to draw each other even closer mm-hmm. and to embrace, especially those in our community that need some more help. But I tell you, I was a little overwhelmed at the vigil, just to see so many people there and just the atmosphere and the diversity and the great event that it was.
And I know that, you know, city leaders from you to the police to fire to the, you know, our refugee committees have gotten together quite a bit, the hospitals, to talk about how we help this community. And what has that been like to have those conversations? But to see that people have dropped everything in order to help our refugee community and the people most affected by what happened.
Yeah, I continue to learn even more, you know, in addition to a multi-jurisdictional response that evening, police from Boise, fire from Boise, but then police departments from many other areas. There were doctors showing up at St. Alice, how can I help? There were interpreters that came on their own to try to help out. I mean, the things that I didn't even know for a while, I keep learning about more layers of help. And I think in the end, both hospitals were involved, both St. Luke's and St. Alice, you know, and we're going to loop back and make sure that we recognize and express gratitude on behalf of the community for all of that. But I just keep learning more about that as we get a little bit beyond the event itself. But I think, you know, we still have an opportunity to contribute financially. That's not a small part of this. And, you know, and again, to use this to pull us even closer and to do even better.
I really want to thank you for coming in today. I think it's important that we could talk about this and having you help us move forward in this event. So thank you so much for coming in,
Mayor. You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
And as we go into break, we'd like to play another clip from last evening's vigil at City Hall. This is Julianne Sewell. She is the Executive Director of the International Rescue Committee of Boise.
These families are not out of the woods yet. And when I say these families, I'm talking about the immediate victims of the attack. I'm also talking about everyone who lived in that building who witnessed what happened. I'm talking about every immigrant and refugee in this town whose sense of security and peace has been shaken. We have work to do.